Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Good evening, good morning, good night, good second breakfast, whenever you are, wherever you are. My name is Laura Gonzalez, and this is Lunatic Mondays, the very first bilingual show for CSMP, the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast. And tonight I'm very, very, very excited because we are celebrating CSMP first anniversary. I have to let you know a little secret, though. We are pre-recording this show on Friday, March 6th. Why? And why am I telling you? I'm telling you because as a feminist witch and as a Dianic priestess and as a Mexican, I've decided to join the national strike, women's strike. There are about 10 femicides in Mexico every day. And as a priestess of the goddess, I could not observe the strike. So I'm also very blessed. There's my dog. I'm also very blessed because I'm here with all of the team for CSMP. They accepted. They were able to be here. And so we are all celebrating our one-year anniversary. I'd like to welcome, of course, our senior minister, Anne, founder of everything. She founded Circle Sanctuary, she founded PSG, and of course, she founded CSMP. Hi, Selena Fox, how are you?
It's great to be here. I'm doing well, and it's excellent to celebrate our one-year anniversary of CSMP.
And of course, we also have other team members. We have the dynamic duo, David and Janet Ewing, joining from the Disney area. How are you guys? Good evening.
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Hi, this is Jeanette.
Good.
Hello, hello. Welcome. And also we have Debbie, Deborah Rose, who joins from, I don't know from where, somewhere in the south, I think. I'm sorry, Deborah. I really don't know where you live.
You know what? I'm from the south. I've lived different places, originated in Georgia, but I'm very excited to be here, and it's been a great year.
It is, indeed. It has been a great year, and I decided, you know, to do this show, first of all, because I called this in it. I was the one that called this first, and, you know, that's why we're here, but it's incredible that it's a year already. So, of course, I would like to open up with Selena Fox. I would like to know, how does it feel to be yet again starting something new, a new enterprise? I know Circle Sanctuary has been on the radio and press and on podcasts for a long, long time, but to my understanding, this is the first time that you all have actually a network that is yours.
That's correct. Our radio roots go back to 1976 with the Circle Magic Show on WORT-FM, a listener-sponsored radio station, broadcast radio, in Madison, Wisconsin. And over the years, Circle Sanctuary has had some of its ministers and members be on a variety of shows sponsored by others. And then back in 2011, we began doing podcasting. It was 11-11-11. Pagan Warrior Radio began, and we were on the Pagans Tonight radio network. And then that expanded to Circle Craft Study and Circle Talk. And now we're celebrating 1 year of expanding our podcasting, our internet radio services by having a network, and I'm very glad to be part of a team that brings information, discussion, ceremonies, meditations, workshops via podcasting to people not only across the U.S., but around the world.
Yes, indeed. We have gone, well, of course, podcasts are always international, and we are now multilingual as well. But before we get into that, I also want to talk to, of course, the veterans, the ones that have been doing radio with Circle Sanctuary longer than I have, of course. David and Jeanette, what are the challenges? What are the rewards of continuing with working with Circle Sanctuary now in this new incarnation of CSMP?
Okay, well, I think I've been waved at to speak. So I think one of the biggest challenges that we've had since we've been doing it with Circle, and we started out with Pagan Warrior Radio back on in 2011, we were doing a podcast that was focusing on supporting pagan members of the military, and we shifted that into Circle Talk, which Deb has inherited and kept going well since then. And I think the biggest challenge for us really is coming up with new topics and things to talk about and guests and, you know, keeping it fresh and new.
Yeah, new content, I think, is always a challenge because you don't want to be too repetitive. Now with Circle Talk and your shows and Selena's shows, we have a number of people on our network, and we want to make sure that what we're doing is different and not repetitive. And sometimes...
Yeah.
If it's a show that relies on interviews, it can be difficult because both hosts may want to talk with the same people, the same group of people. I think that's one of the reasons why David and I decided to set up our show a little bit differently so that we... typically would not be interviewing people. We would just be doing various things and talking about various things. And
yeah.
With our show, with Moon Magic, we have continued having on-air rituals. Mm-hmm. And this is something that we had started with Pagan Warrior Radio specifically as a function to help meet the needs of pagans serving overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a wonderful service that you're doing on doing a ritual. Back in the day when we were doing Pagan Sinet in Espanol, it was also a thing where we were doing rituals for people in Spanish, for people that don't have that sense of community or cannot connect with people in real life, in person. And I love that you have that service for everybody. So thank you for all the work that you do, obviously. And speaking of getting the same guests to interview, hi, Deborah Rose. How are you?
Well, I'm hoping we have a little bit of different audience. So, but yes, we have very similar shows, and so we try to. So, if she gets a guest first, I have to wait 3 or 4 months, but then I eventually get them too.
And what people don't know, and we were laughing here, and they probably wonder, like, what's wrong with us? Why we're laughing like that? Is because this anecdote happened, and I have to share because this is a celebration, and we have to laugh.
It was cute.
It was so cute because we booked the exact same guest. Back to back, it was like within 6 days of each other, and you know, I have, thank God, as I was able to switch mine right away, And then we had a different guest then, but it was, that was a little bit of a, you know, I felt like a Tasmanian devil trying to get a new guest to cover that up. But what are do you think different from when you were doing, when we were on the other station that has us for so many years? What are the big difference now that you're doing it here on CSNP and totally on your own? Because now Circle Talk is you.
Absolutely. Well, I think one of the most exciting things is that, and again, I'd like to think Circle Talk reaches a broad audience, but not everybody is interested in discussion or chat. They want ritual and they want other things. And so I think the exciting thing is the variety that we have during the course of a month and a week. And, you know, as we grow and add more things. So I think that's one of the most exciting things to have. It is a little bit of challenge because, you know, if something came up, I could always rely. I used to alternate weeks with David and Jeanette, but I haven't had any major problems. And the funny thing is, getting ready for this show, I looked at some notes. I have been doing Circle Talk for 5 years. This is my fifth year. So,
wow. Time flies when you're having fun.
Absolutely. It was my practicum when I was in the minister training program. So, I didn't realize it. You're absolutely right. 5 years has flown by. And probably have not had that many repeat guests. There's a lot of people out there, so it's fun.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's great to be doing it. I love the flexibility of not being exclusively just a live show station, but
absolutely,
having the ability to pre-record. So speaking of pre-recording, we're going to go back to Selena because you have, I don't know, probably a million hours. I don't know how many hours. Have you ever counted or fathomed the idea of how many hours of recordings you might have, Selena?
I know there are a lot of them, and the very first podcasting that was for a general audience Circle Craft study, I created in order to have that available for people who were on their own without groups and people that wanted to learn by audio methods. And that has inspired other shows. After Circle Craft Study, there was Nature Magic, and then it evolved to Nature Folk. And as we launched our new network, I have two podcasts now, Nature Mystic, which is on Sundays, which are encore presentations. And out of the many hours that I've done since 2011, we have an opportunity to take some of those shows and rebroadcast them. And on Wednesday night, I am now doing Nature Spirituality. When we first launched the network, I did Divining Dreams, a very special podcast specifically looking at dream work. And then last November, I had a sense that it would be good to broaden it out to allow me to do some new topics that I haven't done on any of the podcasts before. So as I hear about our discussions about looking to keep things fresh and new, that is a really important consideration. And what I like about being part of a team is each of us brings our own background, our own traditions, and our own style of doing interviews, of doing ceremony, of doing discussions, and being able to share information with others.
Yes, indeed. I'm sorry, I have muted myself and I forgot to unmute. I really like the flexibility of it to be pre-recorded and not to have to be sitting down and engineering every single show. But speaking of engineering and everything that happens behind the scenes I would like to talk specifically at this moment with David and Jeanette, being as they are the manager and one of the producers. Can you fill us in for those curious minds that are out there? What did all go on the engineering of the station?
Well, thankfully, it's online. So what's that's really cool about the whole technology thing is that we can engineer a show. So I'll engineer Circle Talk for Deborah on Tuesdays, and she's sitting in Kentucky doing the show. We're sitting in Northern Virginia doing the engineering, and she might have three or four guests on that are in different parts of the country too. So none of us actually see each other. And I don't think I think that's kind of the cool thing about the technology of it is that it's very versatile like that. The engineering part of it is, you know, logging in ahead of time, making sure that the connection works, the system works, watching the queue for people to call in, greeting guests as they call in, managing that and playing the music and stuff when it's queued. The challenge of it is when we have a lot of guests, and there have been times when we've had shows where we've had a number of people call in to participate in the conversation that we may or may not have known that they were going to call in. Like we've had awardings of the Pagan Military Service Ribbon, which was created by Circle Sanctuary to recognize those pagans who are and have served in the armed forces, and we'll have shows for that. And usually we know who's probably going to call in, but sometimes there's always somebody who calls in that we didn't know about. So screening those guests and who, you know, who they are and doing that while you're doing the engineering stuff, that gets to be kind of a challenge, a little more lively on the back end for that, for sure. So that's kind of that, and just keeping it, updating the websites and updating the, creating the episodes on the Blog Talk site and updating everything. Yeah, input there, Ms. Jeanette.
Well, I think you've covered a lot of it, and the technology for people who aren't aware and who just are listeners, there are a variety of different platforms and companies that do podcasting. And this particular one that we use is really geared towards interview-based formats. And it does not have to be that way. You can do things with pre-recording, but you can also do live shows.
Yep.
And David and myself, Selena and Deborah Rose, unless it's one of the specific pre-recorded shows like Nature Mystic, we typically do live shows. Mm-hmm. One of the nice things about the particular company we've gone with, and the company is Blog Talk Radio, is that it does allow multiple people to be able to call in and be part of that show. So you can have multiple guests. Like a couple of nights ago, Deborah Rose had two of the Circle ministers that are in charge of the minister's training program. And one lives in the middle of the country. The other one lives around here in our D.C. metro area. And we can see, from an engineering standpoint, we can see who is called in. We can see the complete phone number. And typically we also know what part of the United States they're calling from based on the area code. So we know where everybody is at. You know, when we talk about
international guests too.
Yeah, we've had international guests too. And so some of the challenges can be reminding people of what various time zones are what. that has been a thing. And just managing all of that to make sure that things flow smoothly. And also, when we have guests call in a few minutes before the hour of a show, we'll also check to make sure that their connection is live. I mean, it sounds good, it's clear, because in our case, we use our landline to call in, but you can call in from any type of phone, but some phones have better connections than others.
Yep.
So those are some of the kinds of challenges we have run into over the years.
Talk about time zones. Oh, my God, that is a big one. I know that for a fact because it was so very confusing, but people don't know. And, yes, I'm going to be the one telling the funny anecdotes. What people don't know is that at the beginning, at the beginning of the station, we were trying to figure out what time. And is it 7 o'clock? Is it 8 o'clock? Is it 6 o'clock? Is it Eastern? Is it Pacific? Man, it took me particularly, I will say like a month and a half to actually get it right. And then what happened is I will post the programs, I will make the events, and people will be calling me saying like, you say the show was going to start 20 minutes ago and there's no show yet. And I was like, oh, yeah, because I have the wrong time. That happened more than once, but, you know, it's areas of improvement. And how do you see, Selena, problem-solving? Oh, my God, your famous phrase. I can't remember now.
Opportunities to problem solve. And
there you
yes, Blog Talk has been a good company to work with. When we were with the other network, Blog Talk was still sorting out some of their quirks with their processes, and occasionally things needed fixing, and we might not even be able to do a show. But one of the good things about podcasting is that, especially now that we have our own network, is that we have built in some time where we, like tonight, where we can pre-record a show. It gives us a bit more flexibility. I've been really excited to see the variety of things that each of us have been able to contribute to this. And I'm getting feedback not only through social media when I post some things on social media sites, when Laura does, when Casey Hope, who is our Circle Sanctuary social media coordinator, she also puts some things out about our shows. So being able to hear from people who have been listening to the shows and getting feedback and being out on the road doing talks face-to-face and actually being able to connect with listeners that way, it's been really a fabulous way to network and build community.
Yes, indeed. And I'm so used to just doing interviews, you know, because that since day one that I started podcasting, I've been podcasting for 9 years, and that's all I've been doing is interviews. So what is the difference? I mean, Selena, I know you're always carry the weight of your podcast on your own. Do you think you could be doing interviews to people? I mean, not that you need to, but has that ever occurred to you?
Yeah, back when I was doing Circle Craft Study and Nature Folk and Nature Magic, I would have guests on, and then with Pagan Warrior Radio, when we started doing awarding of the Pagan Military Service Ribbons. I mean, that was really fabulous. Some of the podcasting that I have done over the years has been being a guest on other people's shows. And now that we have our network, there have been opportunities to be on some of the other shows besides the podcast that I'm doing. I really like the fact that our network has a range of ways of sharing information. I like the interview format because there is the opportunity to bring in people and to amplify their voices. And their knowledge and their experience. And so I'd like to ask you, Laura, to talk a bit about your shows, because with your shows, we've been able to reach even more people who not only are in the pagan realm, but people who don't have English as their main language. And I think it's wonderful that we've gone multilingual. There is such a need to be able to converge diversity in our world today and forge those connections. Can you tell us a bit about what it's like to do some multilingual shows on our network?
Of course, absolutely. I'm very honored to, first of all, be part of the team and be part of Paganos del Mundo, which is Kismet. It just occurred to me while we were having one of our first couple of meetings, you know, to do something not only bilingual but trilingual. I have been itching to include Portuguese on my projects because within America, within Latin America, South America precisely, of course, we have Brazil, and it's a huge country and it's a huge community, and they do their very own style of paganism, and unfortunately, because of the language barrier, we feel isolated from them, and I'm sure they might feel isolated sometimes, and I just had the idea, you know, let's include Portuguese and Spanish and Espanol, of course, which I'm bilingual. I speak Spanish. However, there was no way I could add another four shows into my booster. So what I did is I reached out to some dear friends whom I know for years and years and years who have collaborated with me and with other people in other various projects. And we have five permanent collaborators, and we still alternated and invited other collaborators to do shows. So as David and Janet and Deborah were saying earlier, thank you, Goddess, for technology, because the engineering of those shows is, it's time consuming, but it's actually easier than me sitting every Saturday here engineering, because I have to go to work. But they send me their audios, and I just patch them together with music and the presentation of the station and their biographies and whatnot. And it is a great team. I'm very proud of course, Cristian Ortiz in Mexico, Monica Gobin and Carolina Moore, both from Argentina, but one of them lives in Argentina, one of them lives in California, Jaime Tuileva from Spain, and we also have, of course, Patricia Sinclair from Brazil. She's a Brazilian American, and she's been part of the Circle Sanctuary community for years too. She's part of the PSG family, and it was just serendipitous that when I called both Harwit Tuileva and Patricia Sinclair, they were both thinking about doing podcasts. So now, when you fast forward to a year later, Patricia has concentrated on making interviews for her show. So she's interviewed a lot of people who are on the Portuguese-speaking countries. And then, of course, all of the other showers and collaborators having doing their own shows. So that has been a great deal for me, you know, to be trilingual and to be coordinating with them. So it's a huge team, and talk about time zones and busyness, and people have their own business to attend and their own things that they do, but they all take a time of their lives to collaborate with Paganos del Mundo and to do their own thing, of course. And then, of course, me being the bilingual person who speaks English and Spanish, I continue, you all continue housing me with Lunatic Mondays. So I basically just jump from one station to another, but the format is exactly the same. I'm still solely doing interviews. I have had a whole bunch of guests, both national and international, who speak English and or Spanish or both. And it has been a great deal, a great opportunity, very satisfactory. And as I was saying earlier, not having the pressure of the show having to be live, I have been able to mark in Australia or in Canada, or that they are not a night owl like me and they like to do things super early in the morning. So people from Spain, and the flexibility of pre-recording and then just throw the whole show to be played on its own. It's been a great opportunity that has expanded both the language and the possibilities of bringing more guests from the other side of the world where time zones are just impossible to match. So, of course, I don't want to take on the whole program, but that's part of what I do. And then, of course, I also am in charge of promoting. So we have currently, and I hope we just keep it at that for now, but currently we have Facebook pages for Paganos del Mundo. We have a Facebook page for Lunatic Mondays, and we also have a Facebook page for CSM Podcasts. And I'm in charge of coordinating with all three of them. And also big shout out to Casey Pope, because also coordinating with her on the, promoting of the shows. And, it's been a great opportunity. And, of course, for those folks who don't know, this is me doing my practicum as a minister in training. So I'm very happy to be able to serve Circle in that way. Yep. Thank you for
asking. Well, there's a real need to not only connect people with information, but to have a sharing of perspectives and to have people experience themselves as part of a global community of nature spirituality, pagan, Wiccan, Druid, heathen, panentheistic, pantheistic practitioners. We're a diverse community. We're international. And I'm very thankful that podcasting has developed over time, and I'm very thankful that we've been able to take the skills that Circle Sanctuary and its people have developed since our podcasting began back in 2011 and take it to a new level, which has been this past year of doing a network and having a variety of shows. Sometimes we will repeat a show in order to give it some more attention and more opportunities go out. I know in the early days of podcasting, there was more of an emphasis of having people listen live and join live chat. But over time, we have found that many people prefer to download podcasts or live listen to them later when they're posted online and archived. And I think an important development that's happened in the years since we have been doing this podcasting network is that we are now having our shows go out on a variety of different platforms, and I think that's a really important thing to know about, in addition to going to the Circle Sanctuary website for CSNP and seeing the present show schedule. We've archived so you can see what shows have happened in the past, and you can listen to them even if it's been months ago since they were put forth out into the universe. And some people are really preferring to go to a podcast app such as Apple Podcast or Spotify and to use that app to access our various podcasts. So there's a lot more versatility and an increased interest in podcasting as a way of connecting and of being entertained and informed. And given the fact that we also have on some of our podcast ceremonies, it's a way of being able to join with others in celebrating the moons and celebrating the seasons and tuning into the sacred in a variety of ways.
And I think I would like to have David and Jeanette, if they want to, and also Deborah, to speak about what is the reaction that they have had with people IRL in real life. If you have heard of anybody that has been listening to the podcast, somebody come to you and say, I've listened to you, I like this interview, something like that. I don't know, Deborah, if you want to chime in on that.
Absolutely. I've had, in fact, it's kind of surprising. People come up to me, especially at Pagan Spirit Gathering, when we introduce and we say who we are, people will come up to me, and that's really fun. And then the really fun thing is I've had guests who will give their website or their email address online, and then they'll reach back out to me and say, you know, they may be in Boston and they had someone in California reach out to them and ask them a question. So, yeah, it's very, very exciting. And it's funny, I had the same thing. I've learned that people's area code in their cell phone isn't necessarily where they live, because they may have moved and kept their phone number. I had to learn that by the hard way. So I, too, have gotten mixed up. So now I just tell everybody what the show is on any time zone. So no matter where they are, they can get to me.
That is wonderful. Exactly. And David and Jeanette, what is the experiences that you have on that?
Well, we had, unfortunately, we don't make it out to PSG. We haven't made it to PSG in quite a few years like we'd like to. And we only get to Circle Sanctuary like about once a year or so. And I remember one day we were there and we were like in line for lunch or something, I think it was. And somebody came up and said, hey, I thought I recognized your voice. You're on the podcast. I'm like, yeah. That kind of happened at Circle Sanctuary one time where somebody, I think it had been said that we were around or something like that, like at some point, because Selena probably mentioned it or something, you know, or it kind of came up that we were around or something. So, but somebody heard, now we have, our voices are kind of, I don't know, we all have our characteristic voices. Thankfully, none of us who are on here sound like each other. So it's hard, you can't mix anybody up. Like, was that Jeanette or Laura talking? No, that's Laura, or that was Jeanette, or that was Deb or Selena, you know, and I'm the guy on the team. So, you know, that's kind of hopefully unique and that, you know, fairly unique. And, you know, but when somebody come up at Circle and like, wait, I recognize your voice. You're on the podcast.
You right.
Know? Yeah.
Because the three main seasonal celebrations we have made it to off and on over the past decade would be Green Spirit or Beltane or Samhain.
Yeah, and usually Green Spirit.
Usually Green Spirit. Circle Sanctuary has a steady group of core people who do attend those particular seasonal celebration events because they happen to be three-day events. They have camping. Even at Samhain, there are hardcore Wisconsinites that will still camp even though it's super cold there.
Snow on the ground.
Yeah, sometimes snow on the ground. So we've never been around always at the same festival, and each one of those has a slightly different demographic of people that attend. So we have found that over the years, there has been a steady increase of people who attend Circle events who have recognized our voice.
Yeah.
And do listen to our podcasts.
Yep.
And we've had them come up at Pagan Pride Days and stuff, too, here locally.
Right.
People come up and said, oh, you know, and have mentioned that they've heard the podcast, which is really pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I'm never really sure, even with the Facebook promotions that are done, because they fan out from and are primarily, not exclusively, shared via the various Circle Sanctuary Facebook groups. I'm never really sure how they get out to other groups outside of the Circle Sanctuary groups, and who all knows who, and who is a member of it, and who shares, and the regularly, you know, the regularity with which people do share our Facebook information. So when we hear about it around here on the East Coast, I'm usually quite surprised, because I'm never really sure how far the reach is.
And, you know, and that's okay. And I was, I want to share with you all that the strangest thing that happened to me once when I was at, locally here in Chicago, at a suicide prevention walk, and somebody came to me and said, I think I recognize you because you're the one witch that makes, that does that podcast. And I was like, wait, what? It was just out of the blue, because it wasn't even on a pagan event or a pagan friendly event. It was, unfortunately, a suicide event, which unfortunately covers all of the demographic of the world. But this person out of the blue just jumped out of the crowd and says, you're the one that does the podcast, right? And I was like, yeah. That was in and of itself, but satisfactory. But what I wanted to share with you all, both the team and the listeners, is yesterday somebody asked me for something very specific about Pagan's point of view on life and death. And I wanted to share with them a podcast we did with Christopher Hughes, who was guest on PSG last year, and I met him. So I interviewed him a couple of months ago, and I Googled Lunatic Mondays Christopher Hughes podcast. And not only we come up on Spotify, Stitcher, and Blog Talk Radio, but there's some other podcast sites like Podtail and Podimo and Podbean. My Tuner Radio. I have never heard of this podcast station providers, and apparently they are picking up our podcasts and they are just sharing them from their own stations. So that is fantastic, I think. And
yep.
God knows where else we're going. Speaking of where we're going, I want to invite you all to go into a musical break. One of the musical acts that is actually going to be on PSG this year, and our very own Selena Fox. I love this song. I cannot get enough of it. The Lilith, Bridget of the Sacred Waters, a song that Selena did with Celia Farran. I love that song. And I hear, David, you like it too, huh?
Oh, yeah, we've played that a few times too ourselves. That's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's a great song. So I invite you all to take a couple minutes break. We're going to listen to Bridget of the Sacred Waters with Celia Farran and our very own Selena Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more here on Lunatic Mondays.
Of the sacred waters, Bridget of the
My name is Laura Gonzalez, and I have a couple of announcements for you. And, of course, to listen to Paganos del Mundo, if you speak Spanish or Portuguese, we have Cristian Ortiz on the 7th, Auto Amor y Sanación, the 14th, Monica Govin, Luces y Sombras del Zodiaco. On 21st, March 21st, we're going to have the first year anniversary for Paganos del Mundo. That's going to be a lot of fun. I know for a fact we're going to have Patricia Finclair and Cristian Ortiz joining us that day live. I don't know if anybody else is going to join on a pre-recorded version of it. And then, of course, on the 28th, we have the Portuguese Paganos del Mundo in Portuguese with Patricia Finclair. And for us, for Lunatic Mondays, the last week of March, we're going to have Bob and Georgette Paxton talking about PSG, talking about the new location of PSG, and obviously all of the behind-the-scenes work that goes into moving to a new location. And they're going to walk us through what's going to be new on, of course, PSG 2020. And needless to say, please listen to all of the other shows. We always remind you, but today, since they all are here, I'm going to let them do their talking. Deborah, can you please tell us about what's going to happen in March in your show?
Absolutely. What we'll be doing is for the next couple months, we're going to be focusing on presenters and authors and musicians that are going to be at PSG. That's the fun thing about Circle Talk is I get to interview and talk to a variety of people. Again, the fun thing is when we have a musician on, we hear their music, but then they tell us the story, either what inspired that music or how it was written or a meaning behind something, which is really fun. And sometimes that changes your whole perception of the song. When we have authors on, Raymond Grimassi told me once you hear an author speak, when you read their books, you hear their voice in your head. So people love it when we have authors on. And something that I have done the last several years that's been very popular is after PSG, for those who haven't been able to attend or get a taste of what it's like, I will have different presenters who had workshops, and they will give a mini version of their workshops. So, again, come on Tuesday night. Circle Talk is fun, and it's always changing.
Of course. And David and Jeanette, can you tell us about what's going to happen in March on your shows? You're going to have three this month.
Right. Well, we already had one, which was, last night.
Because this is pre-recorded, so we're saying last night, meaning it was Thursday the 5th.
So Thursday, March 5th, we had a full moon show, even though it was not exactly the full moon. We do keep to a Thursday schedule. On March 19th, we are going to have a spring equinox ritual. And on March 26th, we are going to talk about plant and fungus totems with author Lupa Greenwolf.
Right, which will be fun because people talk about, like, you often hear in the pagan world, well, you know, your totem animal, and what's your totem animal is my totem animal is a hawk or a bear or a deer, and this is we're going to be talking about totem plants and totem fungus, living things in the earth they can give you lessons and teach you things. So that'll be, we've had her on before, and this is really a cool topic, really interesting.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And Selena, if you could tell us, you have, like, I don't know, 8 shows a month, sometimes 9 shows a month, sometimes 10. But tell us about what's coming on in April and in March, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so coming up this month on March 8th, which is International Women's Day, on Nature Mystic, we're going to explore goddess magic and women's equality. And it's a replay of a show that I had done in connection with Women's Equality Day a number of years ago. And this is the 100th anniversary this year of women getting the right to vote in America. So I expect later this year, as that anniversary comes up, we'll also be doing some podcasting around that. On Nature Mystic, I will be doing a series of spring welcoming shows for everyone up in the Northern Hemisphere that are welcoming spring. And they'll be celebrating spring, looking at customs. I'll do a spring equinox ritual and talk about eggs and myth, magic, and meditation. And on Nature Spirituality, one of the things I've been doing with my new shows, the live shows that I do, is test driving some workshops that I later take out around the country. And coming up on March 11th is a brand new workshop that I call Ritual Uses of Photographs. And some of you know that early on in life, I took up a camera, and that's been part of creative expression. And I'm going to share some of the ways that I not only personally have been working with photography in sacred ways, but some of the things that I've observed through my travels and my networking. And, of course, we'll also be celebrating spring on Nature Spirituality with spring renewal rituals, and I'm going to be doing some green man magic at the end of the month. I'm really excited about the opportunity to be able to share some new material and get feedback. And Laura, how about you? What do you have coming up this month on your 2 podcasts?
Well, we're going to have George. I always say that wrong. I'm sorry, Georgette. Please forgive me. Georgette and Bob Paxton, they're going to come and they're going to talk about the new location for PSG 2020. And, of course, as Deborah say, the next couple of months we're going to be concentrating as well with doing PSG numbers. I will have some of the musicians. I cannot tell you whom yet, but a couple of them have confirmed. And I will also talk to some of the coordinators. whether it's ritual coordinator or event coordinators at PSG, because when I was doing my practicum in 2019, my PSG practicum part, I was really mesmerized by all the work that goes into preparing for like the fire or the medical or the warriors and all of that. So cooking some really good shows for PSG 2020. And since we're talking about the future, I would like to ask Deborah, what do you see happening on the future on your shows? And let's go back to the past as well. Who has been on your show that we probably haven't listened and you recommend that we go back into the archives and listen to those shows?
Absolutely. Like I said earlier, I've had a lot of authors on the show. Tess Whitehurst, Oberon Zell, Raymond Grimasi. I've had Chris Pinzak, Jason Mankey, Byron Ballard. So, yeah, I mean, those are really, again, really fun shows. They talk about books that they've previously written and things that are coming up in the future. I have a lot of musicians. Those are very popular. Author Hines. I just had Brian Hinkey on the show. So, again, Spiral Rhythm typically comes on. So those are really, really fun. And I also, on my show, get the privilege of talking with our circle ministers. So we get an idea of what all things they do for circle and what they do in their private practice. And so we talk about military chaplain, hospital chaplain, working in a prison. So there's a lot of variety on circle talk, and it's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Thank you for all that information. And David and Jeanette, when you have had guests on your show, can you talk about who those guests were and also let us know what you plan for the future on Moon Magic?
Cool. Well, I mean, we did Pagan Warrior Radio, like I said before, we started with Pagan Warrior Radio, and we had a variety of things that we would do, including having guests come on and discuss and talk about things. And then the Circle Talk, when we were doing Circle Talk too, I think some of our favorite, most memorable guests that we've had probably were, we had Ray Buckland on one time who received, he's a veteran of the British Armed Forces.
Right.
And we awarded him a Pagan Military Service Ribbon over the radio. We do the on-air awardings once in a while, and he was connected in, and we got to do that once, which was really like, okay, that's Ray Buckland. I mean, that's Ray Buckland, which just about everybody in the Pagan world knows who he is. He's one of the elders of our community. We've had some great musicians. We've been able to talk to some really cool musicians. We had Wendy Rule on once, a couple of times. And I remember the first time with Wendy Rule, we've been fans of hers, and I have, like, from way back in the 90s.
That's right.
You know, when she only had, like, two or three albums out kind of thing. And so been fans of hers since way then. And then to get her on the show was, like, I kind of had some, I don't know, you could go back and listen to it. It's kind of embarrassingly sort of fanboy moments. So I was really excited to have Wendy. Oh, my God, it was Wendy Rule. We've talked to Celia a bunch of times. She's always a blast to have on the show, and she comes on with Deb, and we'll just sit and listen, and, like, it's a riot to listen to her talk and tell her stories and stuff. It's so much fun. Who else?
We've also had author Deborah Blake,
yeah.
And she is a pagan author, but she also writes fiction, and it's with a witchy twist, and so she's had a variety of books. She's written a number of different books on different pagan topics. She's had books like Witchcraft on a String and a number of other types of books, and then her fiction as well. So we've had her on. We've also had, not lately, but when we were with, when we were co-hosting Circle Talk, we also had some of the other Circle ministers on as well. So I think we'll just be continuing what we're doing and exploring more topics related to the Wheel of the Year. And when we're able to, if the timing works out well, we'll probably also have more seasonal celebration rituals. And when we are able to, when our new moons do line up with our show time, we have done some new moon ritual shows as well.
Thank you so much for sharing. I am going to read Lightspeed, some of the guests that I have had on Lunatic Mondays, because every single Lunatic Mondays has a guest. So I'm just going to read the Anglo ones that have been here in this year. And Celia Farron, Chris Allen, Baron Ballard, Selena Fox, Spiral Rhythm, Sky Kubaku, Brian Bree Ravenwolf, Felicia Malley, Phyllis Grodd, Jules from the Pagan Academic Circle, Twyla York, Aziza, Monica Bodisco from Witchfest, Nor, Oberon Zell, Christopher Hughes, Aaron Marsh, Wendy Rule, Jamie Della, Gregory Marco Brewer, and Tony Rotunda, just to mention a few. And this is only the English ones. I'm not going to read the Spanish ones because you probably don't know a whole lot of them, but they all have been delighted to have on our show. And what is going to change for Lunatic Mondays for the next year? Absolutely nothing. Thank you very much. I'm just going to continue doing what I've been doing. And Paganos del Mundo, I think, is going to continue just the same, to keep it on the safe side. Selena, is there any changes or any plans for the future for both your shows?
Yeah, one of the things that is happening in 2020, in addition to in America celebrating women getting the vote 100 years ago, this is the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. So not only surrounding April 22nd, 2020, but throughout the year, some of the topics that I plan to focus on will be on the environment, on tuning into the earth, of working for climate change, climate action, addressing the climate change that has been happening, changing human actions to help bring about a greater balance, and coming up in March on the 17th on Circle Talk. And thanks to our whole team for collaborating on this. For the first time, we're actually going to have, as a podcast, a panel that was done at a large conference. The very last PantheaCon in San Jose, California, happened in February. And one of the panels that was there was done by some people connected with Circle Sanctuary. In addition to me, we have two eco-chaplains, Charlotte Bear and Andrew Bear, and Celia provided some green music for us. And so we recorded the whole panel with permission of the conference, who has some restriction on recordings, but I let them know we wanted to do it for podcasting. And for the first time, we're actually going to start sharing some panels and some presentations that have been happening elsewhere and sharing them through a podcasting format. So tune in to Ecoactivism and Climate Change on March 17th.
Thank you so much, Selena, for sharing that information. Thank you so much to all of my wonderful teammates Sometimes I sign the correspondence and I say, go team, because I love you all. Thank you, Deborah Rose. Thank you, David and Janet Ewan. Thank you, Celia Fox, for being here tonight. And if you could, in that order, say goodnight to your audience tonight. I will just leave you the microphones. So Dave, Deborah, David, Jeanette, and then Selena. Go for it, please.
Good night, everyone. And Laura, I'd like to thank you. You're wonderful. I love you. And we have such a great team, and it's a lot of hard work, but it's lots of fun. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Love you back.
Oh, so we want to thank you for being such a great teammate in this whole endeavor and all the work that you do, Laura, in keeping things going and stuff. We didn't really play up and talk about how much work you do to keep the rest of us on track a lot of times. So that's really appreciated.
And the promotion is a big element of our success. So, yes, we thank you, Laura, and Deborah, and Selena, and everybody who listens weekly out in podcaster land. So, bright blessings and... thank you. Good night.
Good night.
And I give thanks to our team and also all who have been helping to get the word out about CSNP and our various podcasts. I want to, again, thank Casey Pope for helping us with social media. And I'd like to invite all who are listening live and listening later to share your feedback with us on the CSNP, the podcast Facebook page, and you can email us, csnp@circlesanctuary.org. If you have ideas for us, something that you would like to have happen on one or more of our podcasts, we invite you to share your ideas with us. We also invite you to share your feedback with us via social media, via that email address. I'm just very thankful to be part of this podcasting team and this network, and thankful that we've been getting good response. I'd also like to invite all who are listening to be able to help us get the word out even further about the work that we're doing. When you see some posts about our various shows coming up, to share them on social media, to share them word of mouth. I'm just very thankful and wishing everybody a wonderful blessings for tuning in, and many blessings as we go into more adventures with internet radio. And Laura, thanks for hosting this on your show tonight.
Of course, I wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you so much. Of course, to Deborah Rose, to David and Janet Ewan. Thank you, Selena Fox, for making this happen. I love doing podcasts with you all. And I like to say thank you to also the team from Paganos del Mundo. They work really, really hard. And so thank you. Gracias. Obrigada. And thank you to everyone who listens. To many, many, many more years of CSMP. And good night. Never forget that you are loved. Bye-bye.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.